My mother began to get involved. She was a very active person, principally through the Junior League of Seattle, which was a service organization. And she was involved in a lot of things to raise money for the league's activities in dealing with the problems of the depression and various other activities that the league did. And she had in earlier years been one of the directors or trustees of what was then known as the Children's Orthopedic Hospital, which is Children's Hospital that we know now, Medical Center we know now. And early in the life of the orthopedic, someone got the idea of forming guilds, meaning a small nucleus of largely women, I think, but men too, throughout the greater Seattle area. And one of the things they devised and became one of the most well-known things in the city was the annual penny drive. And they had these little manila envelopes with a slit in it, and it had a red heart or something like that on the front of it. And these guild people would go around the city, and I suspect a high majority of the homes in Seattle got a penny drive envelope from the orthopedic guilds, and then they'd come later and collect it, and that, pennies notwithstanding, I have to believe it was a great help to the orthopedic hospital in those depression years. And of course, a penny then and a penny now are you can't even begin to compare them, because you could buy things for 2 and 3 cents, you know, candies and whatnot. But, and I know Mother was very intrigued, so she had the idea of these units, arboretum units. And I don't know how many there are now. There's one here in Windermere, and I've been told the first one was named for her, and it was in Broadmoor, where, of course, Mother was living, but there would have been a lot of women in Broadmoor that would want very much to work with the Arboretum, be helpful in any way they could.